California's Yosemite National Park has had a busy summer, even though a fire temporarily shut down one of the most beautiful parts of the park, Yosemite Valley. Now that valley's back open, rock climbers are once again scaling cliffs. Yosemite is known to have some of the best granite climbing in the world. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero has the story.
Ken Yeager fell in love with Yosemite at 13. When he touched the 3,000-foot base of El Capitan for the first time, he said it felt like magic.
It was like sparks going into my hand. It was this really intense, changed my life. I just became infatuated with the place.
Yeager moved here in his late teens. He's now in his late 50s and runs the Yosemite Climbing Association, a nonprofit that supports climbers in the park. Back in the day, there wasn't much support. In fact, climbers weren't always adored. Yeager says they were viewed as long-haired rebels. They'd stay in the park longer than allowed, scrounge for food, and many lived the party life.
We had no money, so we weren't very welcome because we weren't adding to the economy up here. Like taking showers, sometimes, you know, you'd have to sneak in. It kind of forced you to be a criminal.
He says that's almost entirely changed now because the sport has gone mainstream. The big equalizer?
The climbing gyms have really got people out on the rock.
There are more than 700 indoor climbing spots in the U.S., and more than 40 rock climbing gyms opened just last year.
There should be no noise.
James Muller-Lally is climbing at a rock climbing gym in Sacramento called Pipeworks.
That means that that's not rubber rubbing into the wall.
Today he's bouldering. That's where people climb big rocks or small walls without any ropes.
What are you gonna do?
This Black V5 that was set by Ryan.
Go to the top.
A Black V5 is a route up the wall. Muller-Lally says indoor climbing gives him the confidence to climb outside where the challenges are far greater.
In the gym, the rope climbing aspect has helped me go for the move knowing that it's gonna be fine.
Something else that's changed is that instead of being disregarded, some climbers have become celebrities. Alex Honnold is a perfect example.
Climbing is totally different today than it was 50 years ago, but year by year, everybody's just doing something a teensy bit harder than last year.
Last year, Honnold did something no one had ever done, and it's perhaps the greatest feat in rock climbing history. He climbed one of Yosemite's most famous monoliths, El Capitan, without any ropes or any safety gear.
Looking up at El Cap, it still looks just as impressive, just as outrageous. It's very satisfying to have free solo at El Cap.
This climb made him famous. He was even on the Today Show. And his feat was chronicled in a new documentary called Free Solo. Honnold and other celebrity climbers have influenced newbies like Jude Fouquet and Dan Fomenko. They're climbing at a place called the Grac on the southern edge of Yosemite Valley. Fomenko is sprawled across the rock face about 20 feet above us.
Dan, you think you're going too far to the left? I would just go straight up this. There you go.
They've caught the climbing bug, but aren't planning to free solo El Cap anytime soon.
However, you know, I still have goals. I do want to climb, you know, the nose on El Cap one day. And you know, if we start getting really good and this becomes more of our life, could head that way easily.
Fouquet and Fomenko are just two regular guys from California. They're by no means extreme athletes or outdoor rebels. But suburban gyms and watching risk takers got them off the couch and onto the rock. For NPR News, I'm Ezra David Romero in Yosemite National Park.